Welcome to another Sheep Farm podcast. And tonight, well, Chris is running a bit late, actually. He's putting the little one to bed, but we thought we'd record because my mate now, who's on, I mean, I keep saying guests, you know, and you're not really guests, are you? You're not a guest anyway. I can't really call you a guest. It's Mark Bajerski who's joining us tonight. He's in sunny Spain. We're in freezing Halifax. He's legged it to Spain in the sun for the last 20-odd years. Yeah, I've just been complimenting on his tan, and mine's going now. I'm less brown now. I'm less Caramac. I'm half Caramac now. So Chris is going to join us in a bit. Evening, Mark.
Good evening, Dom. Good evening, Chris. Lazy
bastard.
Drinking whatever it is, paint stripper.
Witch piss. Yeah, he'll be on drinking his witch piss soon, no doubt.
Bless him. He's got kids, you know, and you know, unlike you know you, Dom, he puts them to bed and gives them a cuddle and stuff. Obviously,
yeah. I'm not going to cuddle my 28-year-old now.
Why not? I cuddle mine every time I see him. Yeah, probably, he runs the other direction. But
I'm going to say, probably will do. Probably kick you under the chin.
Give us a cuddle, son. Come on, you used to tickle him, people. Come on, Nico. Yeah. You used to give him a good tickle.
Give me a cuddle, Nico. Remember when I bought you that gun in Disneyland? Should remind him about that, actually. I've not reminded him about that.
Buy me a gun.
Just wouldn't shut up, yeah.
Anyway. You just love kids because they're so determined. They get what they want, eh? Were you like that when you were a kid? I was spoiled too.
It's not, well, I don't know about spoiled, but yeah, I know where I got my sales techniques from.
Yeah, of course. Because you had to work hard with your dad.
Yeah. Bloody hell. Yeah. Yeah. Very hard.
I thought your dad was great. I met your dad maybe 20 or 30 times. He did some work for me. He did some work for a friend of mine. And I got to say, the guy was a grafter and he had the personality bigger than Huddersfield, mate.
Yeah,
honestly. When I finished, it was like I'd taken a bottle of happiness juice. I was killing myself. The guy was just so funny. He should have been a stand-up comic.
He should have been.
He was amazing.
Yeah. I used to go work with him when I was a kid in his butcher's shop in Dewsbury. Mm. And all he used to do was laugh all day.
Amazing.
He just out of customers.
Where did it come from that? That is rare commodity these days, mate.
Oh, it's rare. It's rare. I mean, he wasn't always the happiest person at home, but...
But normally they're not. Dom. Yeah. Normally these, I mean, I know for a fact, I used to read for a lot of them, and the ones who were the funniest person up front to everybody else, behind closed doors, they're actually quite abusive.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, because is it trying to prove or making people love them and then getting back and then having this kind of down, depression, anger? What is it? Because a lot of people suffer from that, including me sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. It's a microcosm of the parasitic world we live in. Because if you think about that type of behavior there on a bigger scale, really, it's what we're experiencing, isn't it? And so they've been abused, if you like, as kids, especially in the 1930s, in a two-bedroom house with five brothers.
And the war.
And the war and all this other stuff. Abuse his father coming in drunk, beating his mum up. I mean, this was a known thing back then. That's all they knew.
Yeah, and do you think it continues to this day, but it's more hush-hush? Because here in Spain, the abuse of men hitting women is brutal, man. It's brutal. Right. I didn't realize how bad it was, but the courts now, it's zero tolerance here. But then it's gone the opposite way now. So if a woman can't stand the partner, they just say that they beat me and they get thrown into prison.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a bit dodgy,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This goes on all the time. But because I used to read for so many people, I got all the stories.
Yeah.
So they used to sit in front of me, men and women, and all the worst kind of stories in the world, I would hear. So I kind of know exactly the worst thing that goes on, whether it's a mafia guy who comes wanting to know certain things. And I used to deal with all of that stuff, Dom. Mm. So it's like my world is a little bit different when my daughter says, oh, I'd like to do this. And I'm like, well, can I just tell you something that you probably didn't know? And it's like, oh, Dad, seriously? And I'm saying, yes, sweetheart, you know, and it's good to know these things, to be aware. But then you can go a little bit overboard
You can, because sometimes they've got to experience it themselves, haven't they?
Exactly. As well. Exactly, yeah.
We can get a bit protective knowing what we know and research and what you've experienced. It's difficult, isn't it?
It can be challenging to find the midway, the balance, so you don't send them potty. But then being a father, you want to be able to say, you know, I did my best, rather than what you mean. You didn't tell her that. You didn't warn her. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like people
yeah, yeah.
would look at you and point the finger at you.
Yeah, I know.
You're not a good parent.
But I mean, it's difficult. I mean, just like what we've been talking about for the last 3 years, you know, a lot of people seem to be, I won't call it waking up, but certainly realizing that something's not quite right. There's people dropping left, right, and center.
Isn't it awful, though, Dom? That just to think that in itself, it's like, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the people are finding out now because of what's happening.
Yes.
That's the heartbreaking thing for me. And it's like, and the other thing as well. Hi, Chris.
Hi, mate. You all right? How you doing?
Just been here for about an hour and a half, mate. Just sat here.
Your video's going a bit funky again, Chris.
Yeah, it looks good. You look like one of them new DVDs videos, and don't it? It looks good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty cool, that.
It's been doing it last couple of times, hasn't it? You can see his side as well. Weird.
Like a Benny Hill sketch.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
That's so funny. I could do that.
Stop your video right now.
That's much better, honestly. Yeah.
Stop your video.
Try it again.
Yeah,
that's
there you go.
Yeah, that's much better.
We're back on. We've only been talking for about five minutes, but we're just saying about how horrific it is. Well, two things, really. One, that there seems to be a lot of people, high-profile people. I know we were talking about that nurse, talking about other people, Dr. Asim Malata, or whatever he's called.
Mm.
All of them popping their head above the parapet now and saying things, and
only because they know it's real. Before,
yes,
they all shut up.
Yes,
and that's another thing. These new people standing up on podiums. Where were you 3 years ago?
Yeah, where were you? And also, some of them are actually saying, giving acknowledgement that there were people like us and people listening that were saying this and they didn't listen. And now either they've been injured or, you know, someone they know's died or whatever. So some of them are, but some of them were calling people like us out as well. They'd have thrown us under the bus.
Some of Don Domita today is, yeah, no, not one politician has had a problem. Everyone else, every other aspect of society, except for any politician.
Yeah, good point.
We did, I mean, when I was looking at the cards reading, because I did a full reading online and live, I took it off very quickly though. And it did say that there were definitely vials with numbers on that were given to certain people. And then it ended up about a year later, they started mentioning this with numbers on
batches. Yeah.
So, but that was interesting because a couple of people got back to me and said, do you remember what you said? And I said, yeah, I'm surprised, you know, that you remembered.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was one. But you know what? It doesn't take a psychic to figure that out.
Yeah.
It's going to be that way, right? It's got to be that way. But then a lot of them seem to get thrown under the bus at the right moment. So they've served their purpose, because if you study Luciferian and any kind of that kind of energy, the whole point is that these people who bow down to this darkness, they're actually just used. They're no way in any kind of rank or high profile. They're just used in the darkness, just
energetic whores. Yeah,
that's all they are. Yeah. And they're so stupid that they believe that the more bad they do and the more they do what they're told, that they're going to be looked after. Well, they're not. They're going to be thrown under the bus at any given moment. And if you look online now and listen to a few stories, they all get thrown under the bus eventually.
Mm. Yeah.
Eventually, nearly all of them. You know, Blair will be the same. He'll be thrown under the bus when they've bled him dry and his face is no more, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did throw him under a bus at one point, didn't they? Now they've dragged him back out again. But I were equating this to Mark, where you think about the vials. Interesting, they're called vials as well. But vials, I call them. But the vials, if you think about it on a, say, we call it sheep farm, let's call it a farm. If you were going to take animals to slaughter, you'd say you've got 100 sheep, you'll say, right, they're good enough for slaughter. They're not ready.
Yeah.
We're going to keep them for breeding next year. Their young ones, we'll keep them. Mm-hmm. And so, and then there's the old mutton here. We'd need to get rid of that because they can't have lambs anymore. And that is what you do. So, and what they did was just that. Their age groups, yeah? So each age group and areas were having different jibbery jabs. And, yeah, it's it was just like, if you're going to run a eugenics program, that's what you do. It was like the what you read about in, like, the, I'll use concentration camps, but like that when they were rounding people up. You know, they go there, because they can lift more than them, you know, and all this type of stuff. And we'll get rid of them because they're useless.
It's basically modern-day slavery.
Yeah.
You know, you want to build some... you know, monuments, you get the slaves to build them. And when they're finished, you just throw them in the concrete, you know, and like the Great Wall of China, you know, nothing's really changed, has it?
Not really, no.
I once heard a theory, and it was, were these people after a certain invention? So just say, for instance, or even like you say, like to get the infrastructure to a certain point, then it's done, then they can get rid of us, then they can continue without us, but the system's all set up. Maybe it was an invention like the iPhone, for instance, or the touchscreen, you know. And once it got to that point, we weren't needed anymore because they, due to their lack of imagination, it was impossible for them to invent it. And I'm only using the iPhone as an example.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
But maybe they got the society, and maybe that's what's happened over and over again through Egyptian, Greek, you know. They get them to a point, then they've got what they want off them, then they can get rid of them, start again.
Do you know what, Chris? I'm always hesitant these days to talk about any kind of past ancient knowledge. I don't know about you guys. Now we're self monitoring ourselves by, you know, what we say, because like anything you say, people, and this is no disrespect for people listening, but they're waiting for you to say something that they don't like.
Yeah.
If they listen to you and you give them what they're aligned to, then that was a good show. The moment you say something like this, and you say, let's just say I bring up Madonna, I like a Virgin or Holiday, that's me finished. Yeah. That's me done. Yeah. Do you see what I mean? Even though I don't particularly like Madonna, and I know she's the queen of Luciferian, satanic, but all that, but briefly, all I'm saying is that we just now... it's like we don't say anything because we don't want to offend, and it's becoming programmed into all of us. Yeah. Dominic even says it. He said Lyme disease or whatever it is. So he's covering himself because somebody's going to say, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You know what I mean? And have you seen, this is what it's like with everybody. I hear it on all the shows now.
A good example is we interviewed Dave Murphy the other week.
Yeah.
Really interesting guy, you know, some out there topics, you know, flat earth and everything. But he's a lovely bloke. We really enjoyed the interview with him. And the other side of it is, Matt, he drinks his own urine. Which is
Loads of people who do.
Yeah. But we got an email.
My mum used to do in Italy. It was massive in the 30s.
Yeah.
But I don't drink it. I don't want to frigging drink it. It comes out of my body. Yeah. I don't want it back in. So, exactly. You know, it's like, why don't you eat your poo? Well, because it's meant to come out of your body, mate. You know?
No, but the point is, Mark, is we got an email from someone, and we didn't ask him about his urine drinking, by the way. Yeah. And after we'd finished it, I said to Dom, we should have asked him because I don't know anything about it. Just have interest, you know.
Yeah.
I told him, this is quite funny, actually. I told my missus after, and she said, can you have ice with it?
A bit of lemon juice.
But someone emailed us.
Chris, have you been eating garlic?
I swear to God, that's what she said to me. She said, can you have ice with it? Because you can imagine it in a little drink, can't you? Anyway, the interesting thing was...
Text Witch pitch to another level, Chris, that.
We got an email from someone, and it was a really nice email, but it was totally opposite and surprising. She said, I'm not into Dave Murphy. I switched off. I love everything you do, but I'm not listening to him, et cetera. And I replied and I said, it's actually quite sweet that you just said, I decided not to listen because I'm not into what he says. Instead of just, because usually we just get berated, you know, you've got him on your show, I had respect for you, but you know, and all that crap. Recently, he was a nice bloke, he's a lovely bloke. You can't agree with everything everybody says, can you?
Wouldn't that in itself should be a workshop for all of us to do. What you should do now is do a couple of podcasts just about that subject. Mm. Yes. We need people to start growing. Yeah. And the moment you say, ah, stuff that, I'm not listening to it, is the moment that you put your blinkers on,
yeah,
right? Yeah. And you're not going to learn anymore, right? Yeah. Right? Whether you believe it or not. I mean, there's loads of stuff I don't believe. I used to sit around with shamans, with psychics, with mediums. I used to sit there and I used to fight my own brain telling me, right? But I did. I managed it. And that takes some doing. You need to beat the brain, because the brain is a program, and it's gonna lead you down.
Hijacked programs.
It really is. It's that, oh, Mark, you're always going on about the brain. Why don't you leave the brain alone? You're always being nasty, because in my books, it says, tell your brain to shut up. All my quotes are tell your brain to shut up. So the battle between the heart and mind is the biggest battle in the world. I realized that when I first started this field of work.
Thought
when
is the biggest killer. Yeah.
Definitely. When I was in this village, I was fighting with myself for like 2 years trying to break this pattern down of always banging my head against a brick wall because of my stubbornness. And I don't know if I ever told you, but I was at this shaman that I got to know very, very well, he was on the board of shamanic shamans. He was like, he's pretty cool, right? And he does some serious stuff. So I went to one of the rituals, and I was there with my Susie, with my ex-wife, right? And everybody's like waiting for their turn. It's in pitch black, but it's not in pitch black. It's in dark, but with candles, right? So he has a stone, two stones, the white stones, right? When he smashes them together and rubs them, they flash. They basically flash from the inside. The next day I wanted to check it, they don't flash. So like this is stuff beyond our understanding. Then he has swords, then he has sticks, right? And when he starts and you go up to him, he either uses sticks, and if he uses swords, then that means you've got some serious stuff inside your body that needs clearing. You've got cancer and stuff like that. So they're all waiting for me, because I know most of the people, because I've read for most of the people, and they're all waiting for me. And Susie's waiting for me to get up, because she can't wait to hear what he's got to say, because his interpreter is interpreting what he's saying, right? So he looks at me and I'm like, oh shit, right, come here. So I walk up to him and he's looking around the room, and he doesn't go for the sticks. He doesn't go for the swords. I'm like, what's he doing? He goes into a magazine basket and he rolls a magazine up into a tight magazine, like, you know, rolling it up as tight.
Yeah.
He bends me down and he starts smashing my head with this magazine. I've still got the magazine in there, right? And he kept saying, you stubborn donkey, and he kept smashing my head. But the thing was, right, he was right, he was absolutely right. Susie was laughing, and at that moment, as he was smashing my head, this is no lie, anybody will tell you, were there were sparks flying everywhere. Anyway, afterwards, me being me, I'm looking and finding, right, there's got to be some dust. He's using some, right? There's no dust. There is no dust. This is magic. This is magic. So when you've seen these kind of things and you realize that this is real, and somebody's telling you you're stubborn, you know you're stubborn, but do you face it? Do you admit it to yourself? And that's what I had to get over. And most people won't admit to themselves that they're stubborn and that they are actually programmed, because I can program you to believe something, and then do you believe it and then not believe anything else? Because if that's the case, then you need to grow.
Yeah. Which, I mean, if we haven't seen a lot of that going on over the last 3 years, what you've just said there, I mean, me and my wife were just talking before we came on, that can you still believe that people still think that these jabs work? That are safe and effective. There's people out there that actually still think that, even with they could see somebody collapse in front of them, you know, and they'll still believe that. And
every time you see someone in a face napper, that's evidence enough, isn't it?
I was with somebody today, right, that I know has had three jabs, right? I walked up to her and I said, are you okay? She said, no. She said, I've got this flu. She said, I've got this flu and it won't go. And I said, you've had three jabs though. She says, yeah, that's the problem. Because I've had COVID, right?
Oh, man.
Because I've had COVID, the doctor said that my immune system is shot.
Right. Same doctor that gave you the jibber jab.
If that's the extent of your belief, that you believe a doctor's telling you that your immune system is shot because of COVID and not because three jabs, then there is no hope for humanity.
But it's the same guy that gave her the jibber jab that's telling her that, because he didn't want to be responsible.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a beautiful little thing they've got going on there, isn't it? Really.
Yeah, and if I've got some oils here. If I rub some oil on my client's forehead and then they said they couldn't see properly, I'd say, oh, it's definitely not the oils. I'd be saying, like, you know,
what did you have to eat today?
Would I be saying that? Or would I be saying, oh shit, are you serious? Yeah. Let me have a look, let me find and I'd be panicking, worried. Yeah. Right,
yeah.
But again,
they've got a free get out of jail card, haven't they?
Exactly.
Until you got to the bottom of it. Yeah.
Same for me. If I fed someone, they can hide behind this cloth that they're wearing in white.
Yeah.
And I did a video the other day saying, why is it that anybody in a white coat and can just say to you, do what I say, and you do it, even if it's wrong? Why? Yeah. What is that? That is a program.
Oh, it's
that
a program.
That is a deep psyop that has absolutely killed 100% humanity in the sense of health and well-being.
Yeah. And spirituality and everything. They've just terrorized us for hundreds of years. I mean, we were talking before you came on, Chris, before we started recording, that this is an obvious thing that's been happening for millennia. I mean, you mentioned it earlier, Chris, as well, that... To me, when you do research and you do your shamanic work and stuff like this, you can see there's been resets along the way, small ones, big ones. I'd say this is probably some kind of big reset going on at this moment in time, or an end of times of something. That's what it feels like. It feels like not just a reset, a stop. Because the other resets, like in the 1800s or whatever, didn't involve culling millions of people like they're doing over the last 100 years, because it ain't just going on now, you know.
Like Max, we ain't got a bloody clue, have we? I mean, the more you look at history, the more you think, do we even have we can't even remember what were happening 3 years ago.
I'll tell you
something, Chris. Yeah. If you study numerology and you study the stars and all the stuff that they study, because that is what they work on, you can normally you can pinpoint certain things like I have over these 20 years that they do some at certain times, because they use, you know, the lucky 13 that they say is unlucky, 666 that they say is pure evil. But all of these things have been hijacked. And
astrology,
dates,
they've made it ridiculous, haven't they? It's exactly what someone's doing in their sun on a daily basis. You know, they've made it look
but
stupid.
But I think the best thing to do is whatever you're told by mainstream media, just turn it the other way around. And you're probably closer to your foundations and your strength. So if they tell you to do something, don't do it. And actually, that'll keep you very healthy. Very healthy.
Or if you listen to Tony Blair, do opposite as well, that's what I've realized.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I tell you what, we're going to have a discussion about, and I know you were a bit, it's not that you didn't want to talk about it, but you did a great video that you took, I think you took it down, didn't you? Or it got taken down.
I got five videos taken down last 2 weeks ago, and I'm on my final strike, so.
Just be careful then.
I'm doing my best. I'm trying to tiptoe and dance and belly dance around, you know.
Reality. Yeah. But you did a good video on Klaus Schwab. And because we've done a lot of podcasts on Klaus Schwab, and I've done a lot of research into him and the World Economic Forum, it was quite interesting hearing your side. Now, I'm going to play a video of Mr. Schwab. I'll get it up here. Just to give us I know we've all heard him before. We all know what he sounds like.
I just put my earplugs in.
Yeah. I'll put this up here, and
I've just had my dinner.
Yeah. Here we go.
Crystal Awards, are you kidding me?
That's still insulting.
And a very cordial welcome to the annual meeting 2023. I express this cordial welcome on behalf of the Board of Trustees and my colleague, Børge Brende, is the president, and all the members of the management board, as well as all the people who are here to make your stay here enjoyable and productive. We couldn't meet at a more challenging time. We are confronted with so many crises simultaneously. What does it need to master the future? I think to have a platform where all stakeholders of global society are engaged. Governments, business, civil societies, the young generation, and I could go on, I think is a first step to meet all the challenges.
So charismatic, isn't it?
Yeah, very charismatic.
He wants to meet all the challenges. Putting that into English, he wants to brainwash and take control of all of what he's just said.
Yes, everything. That in that one speech there, smiling, trying to have a little bit of a joke with things, in a minute, 18, he said everything there.
I just picked a card up. That card means all the audience knows exactly what he's doing, but they're turning a blind eye.
Right. Which card was that, Mike?
Listening. They're not listening.
Right.
They know what he's doing, but they're not listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's scary.
So they're not necessarily in on it. They're just
because they're following and they're following orders.
It's quite an interesting point, that, because a lot of these people are coming out and speaking now when we talk about them. And me and Chris have sort of differing views and the change and stuff like this. Like some of these doctors that are waking up and coming out. It's a similar thing. Get a lot of people coming back saying they're definitely part of, I don't know, they're a Mason or they're this and that. And I'm thinking, well, you've got no proof that they're a Mason. So it's pointless saying they're a Mason just because you want to say that. Or they're Illuminati.
I'm
just
tired
because
of these people.
These people here have been invited to this place, wined and dined. Yeah. And they feel important. And now they're listening to Klaus Schwab, exactly. What card is that, Mike?
It's basically you're only seen through one eye. So it's all right, you know what I mean? Oh, I'm not looking.
Yeah. Single vision.
I'm not looking. Yeah.
Well, also, not only are they there for that fact, they've been whittled down, haven't they? So they've been chosen from the gatherings. Yeah. They're whittled down to the ones who more susceptible to brainwashing, I suppose.
Yeah.
And following orders and not saying anything.
Yeah, because that will have gone on. You know, to get these people in that room, bear in mind there were 5,000, I call them police or soldiers, guarding that place. Yeah. The guys at Rebel News couldn't even get to the gates. Did you see them trying to interview people?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And even people are calling them out, saying they must have been part of it. How did they get so close? I'm thinking, yeah, in mind, they were getting threatened to get beaten up and stuff.
Don't you think that that's all part of the... everything's part of the game.
Everything.
People are calling things out, but you're a shill because, like I just said, you like Madonna. Yeah. You're interviewing a young girl. Shame on you. You should leave her alone.
Yeah.
And it's like there's no winning. There's no compromise. There's nobody. Like, it's all about, it's like politics, right? Mm. It's the cesspit of everything. It's the cesspit of ego, the cesspit of power. And that's why everybody's turning into a politician these days.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is...
They want you to listen to them, and they don't want you to... And as soon as you disagree, they're going to fight you tooth and nail to be able to say, you are wrong and I am right and you should be in my party. It's like... Just bog off, mate. Just do me a favor. Just bog off and leave me alone. Mm. You know,
we've lost the ability to give benefit of doubt to people.
No, it's gone. It's gone. It's deliberate. It was done deliberately for sure.
Yeah.
I would just go with, I kind of trust everyone until I get an uneasy feeling about them.
Yeah.
Or until it doesn't resonate what they're saying. You know, I'm not going to call anyone anything, I don't think, until I have proof or until I care, to be fair. You know, if you don't like it, stop listening to them.
But even Schwab, even the digging that we've done, Chris, the thing I've got to say about Schwab is he's just a front man. He's not the man who's in control. He's under orders.
I think he feels he is in control.
I think he feels he is, yeah.
That I think most of the politicians have got delusions of grandeur and they've got a God complex. And I think that's perfect.
That's why they're chosen, isn't it?
That's exactly why the darkness chooses them to weave in and out of them whenever they want. For sure.
I had a funny quote today. Well, a good quote today. And it's a short... I was listening to the Highside Chats. It was a guy called Mitch Horowitz. I'd never heard of him before. Familiarity is not the truth. I mean, that's a good say, because when you think
I've heard that,
isn't it? Repetitive, telling us over and over and over and over again, and then it's true. That's it.
Yeah.
It's true.
Truth by consensus.
Just constantly drumming it into you from being a kid that politicians are there to help you and save you and all this lot. And you get up to our age, and some people believe it when they do a shit show like we just had.
Exactly.
And it's just familiarity. It's just because you've heard it. If there was a totally different angle of it, like say what Matt does, pharmaceuticals, and then you've never heard about any other kind of healing, whether it's spiritual, whether it's herbal, you've never heard of that. It's never come on your radar. So when someone says it to you, it's bollocks, isn't it?
Well, actually, everybody has heard of it. That's the problem. Everybody has heard of it because it's in the movies as a joke. It's been told to you by your doctors as if it's hocus pocus. It's been told to you by science that it's not proven.
Mm-hmm.
Look, they've been attacking us forever and a day. They tried it a few years ago with Codex Elementaria and they actually put that on Netflix. Lots of Netflix things. You'll hear Codex.
What's Codex? What's that? Sorry.
Basically, they want to stop all
herbal
natural health. Anything to do with natural health, it's a witch hunt, basically.
There was even people in America, I think, mainly saying that they've been rubbed out, quite a few of them, wasn't there? A few years back.
Doctors. There were like 100 and odd doctors. It was 59, and then, they just hang themselves because they're having it.
No, what happened is that doctor, he was curing kids with autism. So what he decided one day, he was so upset by doing that, he shot himself in the chest twice with a shotgun and threw himself in a river.
Yeah,
that's one of them, fact?
Yeah, that one of them, yeah. He committed suicide.
What's his name now? Is
a famous guy.
Double suicided.
Yeah,
killed himself twice.
Yeah,
but we can talk about health and well-being. We can talk about cancer. We can talk about Dr. Brzezinski curing cancer forever and a day, and what the FDA has done to him. And then you can look at blushwood fruit, which kills cancer within hours, just shrivels it up.
There are so many things, Mark, that we had a girl coming in to the clinic. She'd been having 25 grams vitamin C IV, and her oncologist can't understand what's happened. She said to her oncologist said, this is never, because she's got all clear. She said, you've not just got all clear. There's nothing there. Mm. She said, it's never happened, this.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, I know.
Normally the doctors say that something's my normal hearing of, they say some things can't be explained. That's what doctors say. When my clients go back and I'm not saying what happened, because people think I'm egoistic, but if you want to know, just listen to some of my clients' testimonials. Mm. But the doctors normally say, oh, this can't be explained. Some things can't be explained. You mean you don't want to go down that path, because you know that if you do go down that path, that energy healing and our work of self-help.
Terrifies them, Mark.
It doesn't. It just opens a can of worms completely for them. And like if I've got a business that I'm selling bikes, and my next door is selling bikes too, and I find a new material that makes my bike lightless, I ain't going to start talking about that, and I don't want people to talk about it, and I'm going to hush it up, and I'm going to try and stop it any way I can. So you know why they do this. This isn't out of love, and they don't do medicine. The people who make medicine don't make it so that you cure and you're healed, because then you'll lose your clients. You won't have any. We do it because we don't want people to come back again.
Exactly. Two different things.
Yeah.
There'd be surplus to requirements if they did what if they did the job properly.
Yeah, a healthy person is a customer lost for the pharmaceutical industry, and everybody knows this now. Who is in the who turned away from? I mean, we just did a course the other day, a beautiful course, healing course, and one of the ladies we interviewed her, and she'd spent most of her life in the pharmaceutical industry. And she just couldn't cope with it anymore. So she jumped across and started doing natural healing. And it's phenomenal. And I was so happy. I was like, this is great. And we've got quite a few, you know, practitioners who worked for the medical industry, and they knew there was something wrong. They knew it. And they and I'm like, I'm hugging them saying, oh, I'm giving you a virtual hug because you are one of very few who had the balls to say this enough is enough. I can see that this isn't right.
Yeah.
Well, like any trade, Mark, some of them will have gone in it, you know, just as a career, but some of them have gone in it genuinely because they wanted to heal people.
Totally.
Then they get in and realize it's a sham. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
So, with, you know, on a mental level, they've got no choice. Otherwise, they're going to drive themselves crazy, aren't they? Surely, you know. If you realize it's a
lot of
sham.
Them do, Chris.
And,
well, yeah. Why do you think the why do you think most of them are depressed?
Alcoholics or depressed.
Yeah,
or
They're trying to turn away, just like that card, like I just showed you that card, then I'm not looking, but eventually it's going to affect you, and it's going to cause great issue to you. If you are not truthful to yourself, you are just you're self-destructing,
self-harming, lying to yourself, basically.
And that's the worst thing you can do.
Another thing we were discussing about parasite cleansers. I mean, I arc on about parasite cleansers to anybody and everybody, not just
whether they want to listen or not.
Yeah, whether they want to listen or not. I've got pictures to prove it as well. But these are important things, because if you go to the doctors, the doctor will never say, possibly you've got parasites, ever. I mean, that got written out with Rockefeller Medicine. They took that out of that was in the book in the. In the 1800s and early 1900s, deworming was a big part of healing yourself.
Well, they do it to animals. That ain't a problem, is it?
No. Every
that
animal
could be,
gets one.
That could be the core of everything, couldn't it?
I think it is, Chris. Yeah. I think it's the core
of
everything.
Yeah. I do. I didn't a few years ago, but now I actually do.
Spiritual
and I realized,
and physical.
Yeah. And I also realized when I was doing healing on people, that when I was working on the brain and on the stomach, they would have a good night's sleep, or they'd feel peace, inner peace. And I realized that there was something happening to the parasites within. It's not just clearing negative energy, but it's affecting the parasites, and the parasites somehow are being either dumbed down or they're I can't explain what it is, but I think it was something to do with parasites, whether they were moving, whether it was causing them harm because their environment is no longer toxic, because I think parasites work towards having a toxic body. And I mentioned that to Dom, you know, if you try and ask for, when I say toxic, it's not toxic to them, it's toxic to us. Yeah. But then I said to Dom, what do you make of this? If a parasite wants you to have sugar, eventually you're going to get cancer and you're going to die, right? That's the bottom line. Or you're going to grow old pretty fast and you're going to be sick. So what happens to the parasite? Because the parasite wants to live there. It wants to stay there. It don't want to go. And then I thought about it and say, you know, when you're killing yourself by eating all the wrong things, and then you meet somebody who says, just go on a juice diet. So just eat raw food. Then what happens with a lot of people is that these parasites are basically running out of the body. They're trying to get out, and they're coming out of your backside. They're just getting out as fast as they can because they can't live in that environment. So it's still, I'm learning every day about parasites.
And what does modern medicine say? That these things, the only thing they say, there's a lot of science, when I say science, there's a lot of research done on parasites and what they do to you, right? This is the weird thing. Well, it's not weird because obviously we realize that it's counterproductive, but they say they're symbiotic.
Right.
So they say that these parasites are meant to live in harmony with us.
Right.
This is the thing. But what they don't tell you is that when these things have been altered, whatever, bioweapon-wise, and also they're carrying all the toxins inside them and they're eating.
Also, on a control level, fat, if someone asks you about parasites, you immediately think ringworm and tapeworm. And you only get them in Africa. You don't get them in England.
Right.
You know, it's just in poor countries, third world countries. It doesn't happen to us. So they've got the two, they've got the ringworm and the other one, but they don't tell you anything about the, any other one. I don't know anything about any other ones other than that.
Well, I mean, the ones...
Other than what I've learned from you.
Liver flukes are a big one. Obviously, people got blockages in the liver.
I had them, fire.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I was taking something you told me to take. Yeah. It might have been mimosa.
Yeah, mimosa, paducah. Yeah.
And all these things came out. And I was like, oh my God, what is that? And like little, they look like little spears. Guitar hooks.
Yeah, they're like it's like spears.
And I saw them and I was like, they look organic. I thought I'd eaten something.
Yeah. And I thought they were chia seeds at first when I started.
Yeah, they look like little seeds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they've got like a jelly around them. So they're kind of organic looking. Yeah. And I had bloody liver flukes, man. Yeah. I didn't even know, I'd never even heard of them.
I tell you what's good for that as well. Fresh lemon juice.
Right. Yeah. And apple cider vinegar, apparently.
Fantastic. But now I'm onto mugwort and wormwood.
Yeah, right. Wormwood's good. Wormwood and mugwort, yeah.
I've had wormwood.
The best one is false yellow head flower.
Yeah, because there's some good stuff out there.
That stuff is the only stuff
false yellow head flower, what's that?
Yeah, you'll be lucky to get it. I've been trying to get it for 2 years. Three years. But if you can get it, it's the only Mother Nature that once you drink that, it suicides. They kill themselves.
Yeah, the parasites
kill themselves. Suicide themselves.
Right. Wonder why you can't get hold of it.
Exactly.
Well, apparently mimosa paralyzes them. So they release the grip and ability to do what they're doing. But they can still take a couple of days from wherever they are to come out.
And I don't think we'll ever get rid of all of them. I think we just manage it. And people think, oh, that's it now, it's done. And I'm like, no. And especially the brain. I've been really trying to understand the brain. And that is the hardest part to, you know, get through to the brain, get through the brain barrier and all of the stuff that, because it's the brain which is the hardest to clear the parasites. And that is the most, I think, the stomach, obviously. But
Well, the jabs herself. There were a lady called Robin. What's she called? Robin. Anyway, her son was autistic, and her other half was a some sort of biologist or something, and he was getting rid of parasites, like literally, and they kept them all. So this guy, because he would have washed them, put them on a paper plate, put cling film over them, and froze them, put them in a freezer.
I bet they still stayed alive.
Right, but they did tests on him, what was inside him and all sorts of stuff, because that was his world. And also, they got a vial of, I'm trying to think which vaccine it was. It was a vaccine. And they split it up into equal vials, on little plates, and put it under a microscope. And they saw Lyme disease, Borrelia spirochetes in there. They're also, so you think about it, right? You've got all these parasites in there, they saw parasites, what she called lime rods, and all sorts of other parasites swimming around. Then you're getting jabbed, and it's got stuff like polysorbate 80 in that is proven to break the blood-brain barrier, whatever the blood-brain barrier is. Yeah, it emulsifies all this shit with these infections, let's call them, and they end up in your, with all the aluminium and all the other stuff, end up in your brain, encapsulated in your brain. I know, and again, we were talking the other day about kids. I mean, kids are having how many of these at 8 weeks? They have a 6-in-1 jab. They have 8 vaccines at 8 weeks. Same at 12 weeks, then at 16 weeks.
He ended up with about 32 in total.
There's no hope, is there, mate? When you think about it, there's no hope. Oh, my son's got is allergic to something.
Try telling them the symbiotic.
I think we know why. I think we know why you're allergic. Why you can't eat this fruit? Why you can't eat nuts? Why you can't? And why
drink milk?
We know exactly why, but we can't say why.
Yeah, and it's funny, can't admit it to ourselves either, because it means we've harmed our own kids for being fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And that is the hardest one to take for a parent.
That's how they get away with it, Dom.
Yeah, it is. Mm. It is how they get away with it, you're right. 100%.
It's like exactly what's gone on for the last 3 years, just on a different...
Well, I mean, what's gone on in 3 years, right, is nothing in comparison to that. 32 vaccines in 16 weeks.
Mm.
Yeah, but then again, Dom, you know, if somebody on social media splits up from the girlfriend or slaps them, then that becomes the highlight of the whole world.
Yeah.
How do you compete with that? You can't, mate.
You can't.
People's lack of attention, their attention span is worse than a fish. Yeah. And it's like, what about what we were talking about last year?
That was last year, mate.
Yeah. Also, because it was last year, it's no longer important. And that's I'll tell you what it's like, a record.
Yeah.
If you listen to a record and you don't know what the bloody hell that record somebody's singing and what they're saying, you spend all your time listening to that record till you get to know all the words. Once you know all the words, you're not bothered about the record anymore. It's gone. No, it's gone.
But there's lots of famous people with one or two, three kids that have all got some kind of autism. And none of them, I mean, Robert De Niro was a prime example of this when he had Andrew Wakefield, the film him and Del Bigtree did, vaxxed at his film show. He's got an autistic kid. And he were asking, you could tell he were angry. I saw him interview De Niro. He was angry. And
going back to what Mark said. He put
two and two together, didn't he?
Yeah.
He realised what had gone on.
Yeah,
but he couldn't say out.
But he vanished, didn't he? He didn't talk about it again after that one interview. Yeah. But going back to what Mark said, you'd have thought in our world, because De Niro played gangsters and stuff when you were younger, you'd think he'd have some clout in the real. Yeah. But he obviously got. They didn't give a shit about whoever he's. You know, he jabbed his kidney, got damaged or whatever.
No.
And then he tried to ask the question and got swiftly silenced. I think.
Look, silenced. Yeah, definitely silenced.
He ended up working making a Warburtons advert.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big role, isn't it? Yeah. But I mean, like I said, these people who are getting jabbed now are nothing in comparison to what the kids are. And a lot of these people that are speaking out now still think these jabs that they're giving kids are safe.
Yeah.
Well, I always say, Udom, I saw it firsthand in a way. I mean, because I've been working in pubs most of my life and restaurants. So you're always working with that younger end, aren't you?
Yeah.
When I started, I never knew allergies didn't exist. No one had an allergy. You'd heard about peanut allergies and this and that. But then going back to the last place, so take for instance, from then to the last place I worked as a head chef, right? Like everybody had some kind of skin allergy, like not everybody, but two or three people, let's say, for example, had some kind of allergic, you know, eczema allergy. Mm-hmm. Other people had food allergies. Two guys who I worked with, and one who I'm still friends with, by the way, two of them had Tourette's. I mean, Tourette's didn't exist when we were kids. Two in the same building had it. You know, not the sweary one, just like the twitchy anxiety, you know.
OCD, ADHD, all these things. It's rife. Anyway, it's misdiagnosed a lot of the times.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. Yeah.
The reason it's massive, Mark, is because it was never diagnosed before, yeah.
Exactly, that's why autism. That's what they say, yeah. And just like, you know, when the pharmaceutical industry want a bit more business, then the charts of diabetes kind of gets a little bit bigger. So you fit into it.
Yeah. Easy manipulator.
It's just evil genius. That's all it is.
Well, never mind, because assisted suicide could be viewed as an opportunity for cost saving by the NHS, because it would change the way vulnerable people are treated.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. That was an headline in Daily Mail.
That's a headline.
That's an headline.
And yet nobody bats an eyelid.
No,
we are entering hell.
What on earth is that? What on earth is that? When has that popped up out of nowhere? You know,
the last 3 months. Do you remember me sending you that article, Dom? And it was that girl. I've mentioned this before. It was a girl in Norway who was apparently in the Norway terrorist attack, and she saw horrible stuff. She's 27. This is the first time it came on my radar. And we're going back 6 months.
Yeah,
and she couldn't sleep and had anxiety and all this lot. Because she'd seen this terrorist attack, so she applied for assisted suicide, and they gave it to her. So they basically killed a 27-year-old because she was suffering from not being able to sleep and post-traumatic stress.
Yeah,
I made me jump that far. You just changed screen.
I just showed you that news article there.
That's just awful. That's the worst evil. Who wrote that is just pure evil. They've got to be pure evil.
Assisted suicide.
That's a church leader saying that.
Let me read this.
That says it all then, doesn't it? Pure evil.
Assisted suicide could be viewed as an opportunity for cost saving by the NHS because it would change the way vulnerable people are treated, church leader fears. F me. I mean, that is... What? Yeah, look at this knobhead in his skirt and tie. My God. What does that even mean?
What does he fear? What's he fearing? This guy doesn't fear anything.
Well, if I was him, I'd fear death because he's going
to
get judged.
This guy doesn't fear death because he's used to it every day. He's the one who gives absolute and he gives, you know, it's up to him whether you go to heaven or hell, you know. These godlike subhuman beings, I just think they're the parasites of the world. And I'm happy to say it now because I'm actually sick of the Bible bashers always having a go at me. I'm just tired of it. So, yeah, I just posted something tonight on my Instagram account, basically. It says, you know, I decided to do what Jesus does when he's, you know, overwhelmed with everything. He just puts himself into like a cave and dies for 3 days and then comes back again, you know, when, you know, when you're dealing with stress. And then a lot of the Bible bashers get upset. Oh, you mean you don't believe you're blaspheming. See you later. Take care. Bye for now. Take care. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but a lot of people were damaged the world over the last 300-400 years by religion.
Yeah, look at the Dalai Lama. Look at his speech. Have a jab. Look at all.
Oh, did he say that? Back? I didn't
look
see
at
that.
Look at all the gurus.
All the gurus, man.
They're all telling him, leading him down. They're all pipe pipers, all of them.
All right, thanks for joining us in part one. We'll see you next time, unless you're coming over to part two in the members hour. Other than that, take it easy. Take care. Bye. Young before